It's Wednesday, the 29th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Bank of Namibia and the Alliance for Financial Inclusion will co-host the AFI Global Policy Forum in September this year. The event will gather global policymakers and regulators to discuss the role of financial inclusion in economic growth. Bond Stakeholder Liaison Officer Sonia Namadiko.
The introduction of targeted frameworks and SME financing strategies has considerably contributed to integrating a larger segment of the population into the financial ecosystem. The Global Policy Forum, a key platform for global dialogue and collaboration, supports Namibia's commitment to leveraging financial inclusion as an essential strategy for sustainable economic development and poverty alleviation. It also establishes Namibia as a frontrunner in deploying innovative financial solutions that are pivotal for regional and worldwide economic enhancement.
The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia is stepping up efforts to raise awareness about the dangers of e-waste. The authority also plans to partner with businesses and vendors alike to set up e-waste collection points to ensure proper disposal. Manager of Communication and International Relations at CRAN, Jairus Kapinda, has the details.
As Namibia embraces the digital age, the proliferation of electronic devices has become a double-edged sword. While technology offers unprecedented opportunities for connectivity and innovation, it also generates a growing problem, electronic waste, in short, e-waste. E-waste refers to discarded electrical and electronic devices that are no longer in use or have reached the end of their life cycle. The authority has taken a proactive approach to educate the public about the environmental impact of proper e-waste disposal and the associated health risks.
South Africa's Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi will meet with Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana to discuss the U.S. freeze on funds for the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR. The freeze is part of a review to align with U.S. President Donald Trump's foreign policy. PEPFAR contributes 17% to SA's HIV and AIDS budget, and Motsoaledi's department is collecting data on affected institutions.
PEPFAR has got a presence and is helping us in 27 districts. These are the 27 most affected districts in the country. 5 in the Eastern Cape, 2 in the Free State, 4 in Gauteng, 7 in KwaZulu-Natal, 2 in Limpopo, 3 in Mpumalanga, 3 in Northwest, and the Cape Metro.
Then, latest reports from Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo from UN teams on the ground on Tuesday indicate a fast deteriorating situation amid an ongoing assault by M23 rebels in the provincial capital. Hospitals are overwhelmed, dead bodies lie in the streets, and there's been an increase in sexual violence, rape and looting. With more, here's UN World Food Programme spokesperson Shelley Takral.
We've seen families fleeing the fighting, and they're facing unimaginable challenges. Every step of their journey is fraught with danger. Roads are blocked, ports are closed, and those crossing Lake Kivu risk their lives in makeshift boats. Certain IDP sites have been emptied where fighting has been the most violent. I spoke just moments ago to an activist in Goma, and he told me, "We're here, we're hiding. We don't know who will come to help us."
And finally, a test flight has broken the sound barrier, becoming the first passenger plane to do so since Concorde. The Boom supersonic jet reached speeds of over 700 kilometers per hour. Experts hope it could be used commercially within the next decade. But Jock Lowe, the longest-serving Concorde pilot, says there are a lot of hurdles.
There are all sorts of technical problems to overcome, such as the noise on takeoff and landing and the sonic boom over land. There are a few markets for a supersonic airplane, and the cost of developing a supersonic business jet would just be prohibitive.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.